NPR's business news begins with an update on the price of beef. Beef prices are now at their highest levels in almost 30 years. That's according to the latest federal government figures. NPR's Sam Sanders reports that there are factors at play both in the United States and abroad.
$5.28 a pound. That was the average price of choice grade beef in February. Numbers aren't out yet for March or April, but they'll be high as well.
We're in record territory, actually.
David Anderson is a professor of agricultural economics at Texas A&M University. He says the biggest reason for these high prices is drought.
Texas is our biggest cattle state, and 2011 was the driest year on record, and we continue in drought.
That drought all over the Southwest leads to higher feed prices, which means cattle ranchers raise fewer cows. Anderson says that decrease in supply is matched by an increase in demand from emerging economies like China.
One of the things that happens that we see in people everywhere, when their incomes go up, the first thing they do is they upgrade their diets. And so that usually means eating more meat.
Smaller supply, higher global demand, higher prices. So as grilling season starts, beef for barbecuing is going to be expensive. Daniel Vaughn is a barbecue editor for Texas Monthly magazine. He says there are some cheaper beef cuts that will still taste good.
Beef chuck short ribs, beef back ribs, and then shoulder clod.
But Vaughn says you've got to cook those cuts a little differently.
Go low and slow.
Low temperature, long cook times. Vaughn says maybe up to 8 hours on the grill. Sam Sanders, NPR News.